Along many Great Lakes cities, long concrete or stone seawalls protect property against wind and wave erosion. It's a hardening of the shoreline that some people say is necessary to protect expensive real estate. But some scientists and environmentalists say it's part of one of the 10 threats to the Great Lakes. They're worried those concrete seawalls are not only hurting the environment, in the long run, they're hurting the economy. Lynette Kalsness has this report.
In the middle of a miles-long concrete shoreline, there's a tiny beach. Steve Foreman points toward a small bluff at the base of a tree. The professor of Earth and Environmental Sciences at the University of Illinois at Chicago says the sand, grass, and dunes help soften the impact of waves and rain.
This kind of relief is what you'd see in many natural coastlines. A coastline like this can accommodate change better than one that's been concreted up.
Just feet away, the concrete picks back up like a stark white runway that bisects the land and the lake. Concrete revetments like these in Chicago are a familiar sight in urban areas across the Great Lakes. Roy Data is with the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers. The Corps manages much of the construction on public shorelines. Data says hardening the shore is one way of protecting against erosion.
Where hardening of the shoreline is important and used is where you have an existing community. An urban area like Chicago, you have a lot of development in place already, and basically you're protecting what's already been built over a long history.
Data says it protects property, but scientist Steve Foreman says using concrete walls comes at a cost. The destruction of natural systems that are often helpful. Foreman says wetlands and stream valleys normally act like a sponge to absorb high lake levels. They also release some of the water back when lake levels are low. Foreman says concrete can't buffer those fluctuations.
It makes the extremes potentially even more extreme in terms of lake level variations.
So when there's a rainstorm, Foreman says the water runs off the concrete quickly instead of being absorbed across sand or wetland slowly. He says the same thing is true for water flowing into the lakes from rivers. Discharge into rivers can go up by 50 times the amount it would if natural areas buffered the rivers.
Anytime we change the landscape from its natural components, we also change the plumbing of the Great Lakes. We change the way water is being routed in and around and through the Great Lakes as well.
It's not only rushing rivers and lake levels that cause problems. When the shoreline is hardened, the wildlife and organisms that once lived there disappear. Cameron Davis is with the Alliance for the Great Lakes. He says many rare species live in that narrow ribbon where the land meets the water.
And when we harden shorelines, we basically sterilize them in a lot of ways because we're not providing the kinds of habitat and cover that we need for many organisms.
And beyond the effect on wildlife, hardening the shoreline can also be a bad economic decision. Steve Foreman says permanent structures built near the shores are not as stable as they might seem when lake levels are high and winter storms cause big waves that erode the land underneath them.
When lake level goes up, the erosion rates are just phenomenal. You know, what you see is hanging stairs everywhere. You know, instead of the stairs that take you down to the beach, they're hanging over the lake, basically.
That's why scientists and planners are taking action. The Alliance for the Great Lakes' Cameron Davis is calling on planners to balance protecting the shoreline with preserving ecology.
Frankly, I don't think that shoreline planning across the region is that great. There really is no single unifying policy that we're all using to guide what our shorelines ought to look like.
He's hoping that some cities will experiment with restoring natural areas along their shorelines. He says we need to see if, in the long run, nature can do a better job of protecting the shores. For the GLRC, I'm Lynette Kalsness.